There's gold in them thar hills, in the form of snow. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Snow survey specialist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Ron Abramovich, who has been conducting snow surveys all across Idaho for over 20 years, but in this case at 6,100-foot Moores Creek Summit, must think he's died and gone to heaven with the snowfall that has come in 2017. Pacific Coast storms have dumped hundreds of inches of snow from California through Nevada and the Northwest.
What's developed is colder temperatures in the North Pacific. And so the storm track is just south of those colder temperatures, bringing that moisture through California, Nevada, and the Owyhee Basin, and here in southern Idaho. So just bordering those cold ocean temperatures, and we're riding the storm track this year.
In February alone, snowpack piled up some startling percentages across Idaho.
And here in the Boise Basin, the precip was 230% of average, and the precip in the Bigwood Basin was pushing 400 to 500% of the normal amount we usually get in February.
Downstream, river flows are high as dam operators make room for what's to come. That's great news for agriculture.
The snow up here in the mountains waiting to melt, so they're trying to draft some of the reservoirs to make room. When it does, they have room to store more and knock the peak flows down. We won't have any shortages this year, so there'll be plenty of surface water, and that'll help actually recharge the aquifers as well, too, because there's going to be so much water in the state.
You might have been whining in the winter, but come spring, it's a beautiful thing. David Sparks.